If you build it, they will come. That was the message of utility operators like Barry McNulty of We Energies. He was one of a select few invited to testify before a Senate committee on job creation.
Traditionally, Wisconsin has successfully used our affordable rates as a tool in luring new businesses to relocate in Wisconsin. In order to maintain this competitive advantage, we must invest in all of our aging facilities.
A member of the Public Service Commission agrees utility rates are important to economic development, but as other speakers talked about the urgency of building power plants and transmission lines in the wake of the East Coast blackout, Bob Norcross urged caution.
The infrastructure is very costly. It's the kind of thing that if you make a mistake and build something you don't need or where you don't need it, it's really not very easy to turn back on that decision.
The American Transmission Company currently has a plan pending before the PSC. The Arrowhead Weston line would run from Wausau to Duluth. However, some oppose it and want a less costly alternative. ATC President Jose Manuel Delgado says Wisconsin needs more transmission lines so it can trade energy across state borders.
The Wisconsin energy supply is known as having the second heaviest congestion spot in the country.
Delgado says ratepayers could save through energy trading, but the Citizens Utility Board says moving large amounts of power around the nation makes outages more likely. Cubs Executive Director Steve Hinneker agrees Wisconsin's aging power system needs upgrading. However, he's concerned the public's being shut out of legislative and regulatory hearings dominated by utility interests.
What's going on now is shameless pandering to Wisconsin residents for solutions that have nothing to do with the problem, and they're riding on the crisis in New York.
Governor Doyle has ordered the Public Service Commission to analyze what happened in the East Coast blackout and determine if Wisconsin is at risk for a similar situation. Utility companies say Wisconsin power needs are growing by 2 or 3% annually. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.